Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Tiffany and Rancho is ready for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Here's your real headline. A Humpty Dumpty statue was stolen from a mini golf place in New Jersey.
Drunk.
I will say dumb.
This was drunk. Luckily, it didn't take all the king's horses to find the stolen statue, though. Two drunk idiots stole an iconic statue from a local mini golf course at 4 a.m. After scaling the fence to get to the course, the drunk thieves ripped the Humpty Dumpty statue off the wall. The lullaby looters ditched the giant egg a few doors down. Luckily, the statue was in good condition, so unlike the nursery rhyme, the course will be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And thanks to the security footage, authorities think they have a crack in the case.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, Apple's not the only one screwing up this morning. Sorry if you heard a little remix of Morgan Wallen and Tucker Wetmore.
Hey, I didn't hear anything. What happened?
A little user error on this side. But no, Apple is getting a lot of heat right now. Have you noticed that your battery is dying a lot faster on your iPhone?
Every single day. Okay. Every single day since I've done this update.
So you have noticed
this.
Yes. iPhone users are a little upset because there was a recent update, I think it was update 26, and right after people noticed, it is draining my battery.
I spent maybe, like, I got into work 100% on my phone, and I did like 10 minutes worth of work on my phone, and before I knew it, I was down to 46%.
And that's what people are saying. It's like an hour into being fully charged, and you're already down in the 60s, mm-hmm. which is not normal. Although Apple is saying, don't worry, it is normal. Once you do a big update like this, it is normal for your device to keep completing the setup in the background of your phone. So as you're doing your normal stuff, it's still working on the update, which could be contributing to the battery. And once everything is already uploaded and done with, then your battery will go back to normal.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's yeah. all I heard, Apple. I'm frustrated. It's because I expect the best for what I pay for this phone. They are stealing my money, I'll tell you that much, between me buying this phone and all the other things that I add on. But will I switch to another? Am I going to get a Galaxy? Am I going to get something else? No, I'm so dedicated to the iPhone. But it's frustrating that every time, whether it be there's a new phone or there's a new update, there's some sort of negative something that comes with it.
There's a bug.
Yeah,
there's a problem.
There's always, yeah.
Don't like it, buy the new one. iPhone 17.
Fine.
Here's the other thing that people are complaining about. And I must not have done this update because I haven't seen this particular feature. Have you had the evil red clock?
Yes, I have. I have. Every time. It's and I don't know how it comes up, but I see it every time, which is really scary, before I go to bed. And I plug my phone in and I set it on my nightstand. And it's something with turning your phone horizontally, and all of a sudden it's bright red, and for me it shows my calendar and the world map, and I don't know how it comes up, and it's only at night, and it's only when I plug it in, but then I have to grab my phone and like try to like shift it to make it go away and just have
shake it like an Etch-a-Sketch.
The picture of my kids pop back up that makes me smile, but there's also the red thing. Yeah,
why red too?
Don't know.
Come on.
And why at night? Freaking me out, Apple.
What's really going on, Apple?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The one that got away. You hear songs about it. There's movies about it. I was talking to my friend the other day, and she referred to herself as the one that got away. And I was like, wait, what? She goes, oh, I know. I know if he could, he would so want to be with me. She is now happily married. But I was like, that's so funny that you referred to yourself as the one that got away. I've never thought of it like that.
Does that come off as like a little, I don't know, like cocky or arrogant, like thinking of yourself like that?
I mean, a little, maybe. I didn't know the relationship with the guy she was referring to, so maybe he is still head over heels. But it was just an odd phrasing of, I am the one that got away.
Because I was going to say, I'm sitting right next to your friend on that same bus. I am 100% the one that got away.
What?
At least with off the top of my head, I could think maybe three ladies in the past.
Okay, now you sound a little cocky.
See, that's what I was trying to avoid. Dang it.
Why do you feel like you are the one that got away?
I feel like I peaked a little later in life. Like high school wasn't it? I was still kind of like growing into my own. It's a little dorky, a little nerdy. But I was a very nice kid.
Okay.
I
see that.
I feel like I had those husband-ish qualities early on, but I feel like when women or girls are a little bit younger, they mm-hmm. want the bad boy. They want the guy that doesn't play by the rules. Mm-hmm. Right. So as time went on, I feel like they found those guys that they were looking for. Obviously, didn't work out. But then you had me who, you know, years later, got married, has the kids, the nice family life, stays out of trouble. And I think they look back on that now. They are still single, thinking,
could have been in Tori's shoes.
He could. That's right. Those little teeny tiny size 6 shoes.
I don't think I was the one that got away. I'm trying to think to my past relationships. If anything, I was the one where they were like, dodged a bullet with that one.
The crazy one.
I would like to issue a formal apology to all the women listening to Anthony and going, man, he could have been mine. He was the one that got away.
First off, don't say all the women.
You said there were at least three.
I said possibly three. Three is a very big difference than all. That's a lot. But no, I do believe in a sense that I was the one that got away with a few of them.
Which is so funny to me because my friend was saying this and she referred to herself as the one that got away. I've never heard somebody use it in that context. It's always like when you're talking about the one that got away. Not like, that was me, I'm the prize.
Those of us that were, we just know. And for those of you that were super crazy, yeah. Checking Facebook, Gloria chimed in. She said, I wasn't the one that got away, but I do have one that got away, and it still haunts me that I couldn't see the quality in that man that I was dating. I was so young and dumb. After many failed relationships, I realized my mistake in the one that would have given me the world. That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because it is tough. When you are young, said it perfectly, you are young and dumb. You don't really know what you want,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want the guy that is the nice, you know, kind of.
You want the fun.
You want the fun.
You want
the little wild. Yeah.
And then you wise
later
up.
On, you realize, oh man, maybe he was the one.
Yeah. Dating is kind of like pancakes. Like, you make the first one, and it's never good. Like, it's never cooked enough. You know, nobody eats the first pancake. You got to throw it away. You got to date a little bit.
What? No. You always eat the first pancake. You're tossing pancakes?
Yeah, no, you never eat the first pancake. It is a tester, just like dating. You test the waters. You're like, that was for me, or that was not for me.
We weren't planning on doing this topic, but Colin, do you eat the first pancake? I'm not kidding. That is not a thing, Kel. You do not throw away the first pancake.
Oh, it's 100%. The first pancake is a tester.
Oh my gosh, my brain hurts.
Just like right now. Your boyfriend. 888-431-3764. Nobody eats the first pancake.
You eat the first pancake.
No.
This is ridiculous.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I said what I said. I don't even feel bad about it. You never eat the first pancake. It is a tester pancake.
I don't know if I'm more shocked that you are saying this or the fact that people are agreeing with you.
100%. This is a thing. When you're making pancakes at home, you make the first one. It's just testing. You're testing the heat. You're testing the batter. Make sure it's all working. And as soon as you're done with it, it goes to the dogs.
We need to work on patience with you.
You haven't noticed I don't have any?
Because let your pan get hot enough to cook the pancakes. Go do something else for a while. Let the pancake sit. Come back. Flip it. Go do something else again. Come back. It will be fully cooked.
No, it's not a thing. That's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Cooking food is not the. It's not.
Not
it's
the
not
first
a thing.
One.
It's not a thing.
The first one's not edible. That's why it goes to the dogs.
How many other food items am I missing out on that you are throwing away the first one?
Oh, we could get into my food phobias later, but Nick and Rialto, do you agree? Do you eat the first pancake when you're making pancakes at home?
You definitely don't eat the first pancake.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you, Nick? Why are you wasting food?
That's the tester.
Yep.
You gotta test out the pan first.
What does that mean, the tester? The batter's all the same.
It's not the batter. You're testing out the pan. You gotta get it to the right heat. So you do the first one. You're like, yeah, not quite hot enough. Add a little more, you know, cooking oil, olive oil. You throw that one out, and then you get your pancake.
I'm with you, Kelly, 100%.
Thank you, Nick. You have a great day.
Bye, Nick.
Thanks.
Michelle in Cedar Park, do you eat the first pancake?
Absolutely. You have a crazy idea of throwing that thing away.
But it's never cooked right. I feel like you don't have the right temperature in the pan yet.
Okay, how do you go from not cooking the first pancake right to cooking the second one right? How do you become Emeril Lagasse in minutes after just cooking that second pancake?
Because the pan is then, like, adjusted. You need that, like, calibration of pancakes.
Okay, then wait a minute and let the pan get hot.
So I do something a little bit weird. I'll cool off the pan by, like, rinsing it under water really quick before I do the second one sometimes, just to make sure that I don't burn the second one.
That's weird, too!
Not the way I said it. I do something weird, too, so.
Who knew our discussion of pancake etiquette would get so out of hand here? Nick and Adelana, where do you stand on this? What's going on with the first pancake?
Kelly, you're wrong. You always eat the first pancake.
What? I thought that was a thing. It's always the tester.
No.
No. Always eat the first pancake, especially with blueberries.
Oh. There you go. Yeah, then you're wasting the fruit, too.
But, I mean, it's always like exactly. A little gooey. Like, you got to get the right temperature.
Nope. You always have the pan on hot before you even begin to cook, and that way it's always done.
Maybe I just need to be more patient, but I'm not alone. There are lots of text messages. 100%. First pancake is a throwaway. First pancake is always the tester. I mean, we're a little split on this.
Where did you guys learn this?
My mom. You want to call Bryn?
Mm-mm.
You want to tell Bryn that she's wrong?
I'll tell her good morning. I hope she has a pleasant day.
Enjoy your pancakes.
And that's it.
From the second one on.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it on the radio and get you some help, just like we are with Amber, okay? Here's what Amber said. I got myself into a predicament. Last weekend, we asked my soon-to-be husband's cousin's son, hopefully you can follow that, to be our ring bearer. His cousin was over the moon, but then assumed that her daughter would be our flower girl. We never asked for that. My niece is going to be our flower girl. At that moment, I didn't know what to say without hurting her feelings. I don't know how to break it to her that we only asked for her son to be in the wedding. Now I feel like I'm obligated to include her. What do we do?
Talk about awkward. Gosh, what do you do? I'm actually, I'm putting myself in the shoes of the parent because I could see, because I have a son and a daughter, and I could see if they were to ask thanks to be the ring bearer. Okay, cool. I then wouldn't, you know, expect Reese to be thrown into the wedding. But now I feel like I have to worry about Reese's feelings because right. She hasn't been asked to be in the wedding.
Well, and did this happen in front of the little girl? Does the little girl think that she's now part of the wedding? I mean, to the mom who just assumed, you don't ever assume.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's not your day. And Now you're throwing the bride for a loop because now that's another thing on her plate that she has to deal with along with everything else that's going on.
And she obviously has a plan. She already had somebody in that position. I don't know. It's tough. And I'm one of those people too. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I might be like, well, what else could she do? Do you want to be in charge of the guest book?
Want to be the usher?
Yeah.
Which at the end of the day, I mean, is it that bad to have another flower girl?
No.
Which, I mean, how many flower girls do they already have?
Right. And it wasn't her vision to begin with. It is her day.
But you can't assume, though.
On that mom's part, that was... Mm-mm.
And what happens? What if you had more kids? You just going to add them to the wedding, too?
My cousin's also coming, and my second cousin, and their kids.
Why do we have seven flower girls?
What do you think? Do you have some advice for Amber? What would you tell her to do in this situation? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony with the DM Dilemma on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
A wedding isn't complete without a little drama, and that's today's DM Dilemma with Amber, not her real name. She said over the weekend, they had asked her soon-to-be husband's cousin's son to be the ring bearer. Now, here's the problem. The son, or the little ring bearer, also has a sister. The mom of the kids just assumed that the sister would now be in the wedding when that was not the case. The bride doesn't know what to do because that was not part of the plan. Her niece is going to be the flower girl.
Can't just assume in that position.
Yeah.
I get it. You might think that both of them would be in the wedding, but until you're actually told, I don't think you can make that assumption. And it, because now you've just thrown off their wedding.
Oh, well, yeah. And that's wild to just be like, okay, you get both kids. Like, no, I only asked for one. Ken in Riverside, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Well, I just found out yesterday from a wedding that I'm going to on Saturday, the same thing happened. The groom asked the parents of his nephew if he could be the ring bearer. And they're like, yes, but what about Presley, his little sister? So what they've done is they bought a Power Wheels, like I believe it's like a Jeep, but it has a remote control, and they're going to put the two kids in it, dressed in their suit and dress with the rings, and they're going to drive them down the aisle that dad is with a remote control.
Aww.
Problem solved.
So they just included her.
Yeah, they did. And these are small children. I don't know what the other children's ages are, but, you know, both under three would be a nightmare. It would be like trying to herd cats down the, you know.
Down the aisle? Yeah, definitely. 562 weighed in and said she should just tell the mom, unfortunately, we already have a flower girl. We're choosing one from each side of the family because the flower girl is supposed to be her niece, which makes sense, but still, now you're going to break that little girl's heart.
Yeah, and Megan chiming in on our Instagram page saying, have two flower girls. It's weird to include one sibling and not the other. Thinking back to my wedding, we did exactly that. We took one sibling from, we had our flower girl. She had a brother, mm-hmm. but we took the girl. And then the family that we had a ring bearer, we took the boy. They had a girl, and they weren't in. Because now we're getting to the point of, here's your participation trophy.
Right.
Everybody gets to be part of it.
Well, and that's funny. I'm thinking back to my wedding. My flower girl had a brother and a sister, and we didn't include them. It was just her.
There's going to be, I mean, hurt feelings, essentially, which is tough. Because as the parent, now I'm putting stuff on you. Now go console your child, because I'm not putting them in my wedding. But again,
that was on the mom.
You have your vision.
Yeah.
You know what you want to do for your wedding.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Forget, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because yesterday it turns out I am not smarter than a kindergartner.
More homework issues?
Yes. This was bad. So I want to throw it to you to see if you would come up with the same thing. I just want to know that I'm not the only idiot, pretty much, okay? So I'm helping Colts, and he's learning, you know, three-letter words. And you cut out the letters and you put them with the pictures. So there's net, and he does N-E-T. When you're done, there are three letters left over, and you have to figure out what those three letters are.
Okay.
Okay? So it was E-G-L.
And you're supposed to make a word out of that?
Mm-hmm.
E-G-L. Leg.
Okay. Turns out I am the only idiot. Because I was like, that's weird. Gel. G-E-L. And Colt goes, what is gel? And I'm like, must be like hair gel. Yeah. I don't know. So he glues them down. He writes it out. And you have to draw a picture. And he's like, how do I draw hair gel? I said, I don't know. Just do like a circle. We go to his next page of homework. And it has the word leg. And I went, oh. I said, baby, we got to go back and do your other homework again.
Is it dry yet? Rip it up.
Totally ripped the page trying to get the little letters off to switch the L in the G. I did not see leg. I saw gel.
Yeah, leg was definitely the first thing that came to mind. Gel, not a bad answer, but how come when he asked, what do I draw, you said, just draw a circle?
Like the container of gel.
Oh, got it.
Like,
okay.
Pomade gel?
I was thinking like a bottle of gel. So, all right, circle, I guess I get it.
We had to erase that too. Don't worry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.